I'm asking on a Torah rolling by the mid of Leif Toif. What does it mean, Leif Toif? We're going to focus more on the Mahalach of Greg Bez Mr. Tess as Hezu Derech Isha Yudvik by Adam. And Rolin says Leif Toif. Ram Shishnai says, what's Leif Toif? Malas Amidus. It's what we call Baalas Milas Toivus. Maral says, he said that Leif Toif is that the Torah is called Toif. And being a Torah is Toif, you only can find somebody who is Toif. And somebody who's Leif Toiv, that's somebody who's Toiv, because somebody who is Torah, which is Toiv, can't shtim with something which is Ra, and something which is Bechatzanah Toiv. The mission of it says, Rulism is a aim of Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. So the Mahalach Ben Yoni says, what is Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah? So Tchila Takin and Ansu Midas, Bezet Tishkri in the Torah love. Why? These are key words. Sheini Sheikhenes Lo Ilam Beguf Sheini Balas Midas Tevis. Also, the mission says, "Haskansim l'mei Torah, haskansim midas chesuvos k'dei shalom l'Torah." He says that the base kibble for the Torah is a person who has midas. So, first of the kasha that the Rechus Tikkun writes like damas, and you don't midas toivis and have Torah mitzvahs, because every kol Torah will be taken a midas. Why isn't the Torah same affairs of taken a midas? It should be chiluk of the tiring mitzvahs. Second, what the Torah brings down that. In the Mavet to Sefer Ben Shlomo from the Goyin, it brings from Sefer Shari Kedusha, Chaim Vital. Why Midas are Nichol the Tag Mitzvahs? He says, "Inyan Midas Tovus Reis Heimutu Reis Adam Nefesh Shafel Nukei Soidus." He kisev Yisoid V'Shelosh Nefesh Shayina that he's Soid for the Shelosh Nefesh Shayina a Sichlius. So we're telling Tag Mitzvahs a Teira. Inyan Mitzvahs V'Chalal Tag Mitzvahs. He Machonis Ikris Tag Mitzvahs V'Kuma V'Tulam. He's saying that being that it's the Yisoid of the whole Torah, and that's the Agdama and the Achana for the Torah, so therefore that's the reason why it's not written as a chilek of the Targ Mitzvahs. He writes with the Yati Tzachlis or Mitzvahs, Yoisim Kim Mitzvahs, if they say. So he says, what's the beer of the Shari Kedusha? So he says, gives a mashal. Someone wants to build a binyan. Wants to build a building. So you have a person who designs it, and he makes the design exactly how it's supposed to be built. And basically, based on the way he writes it, they build a building. Right after they build a building, falls a couple weeks later. Afterwards, they figure out what was the problem. They build it after you say this. So when it came to Tainus to the Kaban, like, what's going on over here? Like, what happened over here? So Kaban says, I don't know, I just followed what the designer gave me. I just had the picture of the apartment, the house. It didn't say, didn't have the picture of the, you say this? The Kaban's totally wrong. If you don't have a Yisoid, nothing starts. And that's the root for it. That's saying that the Torah is the Bidyan, but the Midas is the Yisoid of it. And without the Yisoid, you can't even start to build a building. And that's the reason why the Mashkiach said a person's often midas, so then the whole Torah is off. The whole binyan is on a slant. It's not straight. It's not good. And therefore, that's the reason why it doesn't say it, because it's like dhamma to the kol Torah kula. But you say, it's called Sefer Yesharim. Doesn't tell Avraham was a lamdi and doesn't say no kol Torah kula. It says Avraham Avinu was Yesharim, his midas. I heard a different halach b'shem d'ra bag. And he writes, the reason why the Torah doesn't say midas in the Torah is because the Torah only says things that every person can be mekayim. So much impossible, then the Torah doesn't say. And midas really is a lifetime of work. The Torah can't say, don't have any gaiva, don't have any taiva. Some person can say the shtolms, the person can say has to work on himself. It's not like the Torah says, okay, keep Shabbos, do shofar, do lulav. Don't steal. That's things a person always could do. But something which is midas, which is something which a person has to work on, can say there. And if the Torah can't give a make it a chen mashmati chiyuv, and that's why the Torah didn't write it. And Sefer Medas brings that from Michal Yehuda, Zechatzai Bavarach, and says that from his nisayim, all the years of being a manik, the sort of bidding the adam is not the kashrenus, it's midas tevis. And a person has midas tevis, and that's why a person is going to be matzliach, and the midas are lucky, so he's far away from Ruchinus, even though maybe people can make a mistake and maybe he's a Baal Kishon and he's Sharif, but the safer dove is he's Ruchik from all Melas. And Melas is the only person who's about Midas Tevis. The famous Matt. This means that the Goyim used to say, Iker Chis Adam Gilis Shabbos Midoisav. Meaning, Shabbos Midoisav Lomo Lechaim. What's the tachas of a person who doesn't find his Midas? Let's work on Midas, really. To my Achim. Some say the way you work on Midas is really to try to break a Midah and you fight the Midah. And the Etzim, that's really our Madriga. There's also, they say that a person can finish Gan Shas is easier than breaking a Midah. More practical, even really, is more channeling a Midah. Even a certain Tivya, certain ways, and the best way is to channel and control the Midah as opposed to breaking the Midah. For a person to break his personality, which is like almost impossible to do, but the channel is Midas, the person able to do it. Very nice with the son of a Rebbe, that somebody came to the Rebbe and he said, "My son is stubborn. How do I destroy my son's Midas of stubbornness?" So the Rebbe came with a very severe look and said, "It's not what Jew talks. Jews seek to fix, not to eradicate." So confused, I tried to defend myself. Isn't eradicating a Midas called fixing? So he said, the Katzkarev says, "Nonsense! Someone who eradicates one Midah gets two in his place." So the person asked him, "How come the Svarim are bringing about? Those are the Svarim about destroying bad Midas." So he said, two answers to the question. More general, the Svarim talking about our own Midas, not other people's Midas. Most Svarim Chassidus are not Chinuch Svarim. The second, the real answer is that you understand the concept of eradicating Midas is totally incorrect. When Svarim talking about breaking a Midah, they don't refer to lessening the use of a trait and curbing it using the wrong area, using the positive area. A midah is called a measurement. It's a low tradition, is a measure. People would think that changing a midah is after changing our nature. That's a serious mistake. Kamei Shvachu creates in a certain way, and you cannot be changed that. It's a person could channel in the right oifen. That's the oifen to do it. So the person brought his son to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe drew him close and said, "I hear from your father you have a very strong willpower. Beautiful. That's the key to success at everything. I want to give you a bracha, use it for the right, and you should zeicha in your success." Wow, how can I do that? How do I use this my stubborn attitude to metzliach? So the Rebbe said, the first thing is use it against yourself. Take your bad habits and things about yourself that you need to change. Use that willpower and channel it for the good thing. So the person said, it worked very well. One hand I'm a chassid, and I give a great significance to the Rebbe's bracha. On the other hand, it's clear to me the sex started a lot to do way it was handled. NRP Taka means a person cannot make a person work against his nature. You have to work with people and guide them. The way to work on the Midah is finding a positive way to use it and replace the negative way, and that's the best way to work on Midah. We see by Rivka, the reason why Yitzhak took her for a wife, she's Matim, to be one of the Emois, even she grew up in the base of the Zaris, because we saw that Anash Amar Allah Hatin Al Kadeh Peshtav Magay Gam La Peshta. When you see that we see that Avodah writes in Lev Eliyahu Parshas Vayisara that even though Yerushimayim is Ikon Avidis Adam, like we find Avinu Ati Daik Kiyalekim Ata, but a person has Midas Tovas Adinus Anefesh, even Master Rana doesn't have Yira. But we see as the proper Midas in Suffolk that he put him in a situation of Yira, like bring the Yitzchak, so he got the old Madrigas. And there's another writer, is Yisrael Rachel, a bit of Kabbal Savua. She's the example of Avasatar Mesias Nefesh. She's gave up her life for a Kibbutz Shalur in 24 years. And the obvious is the question that if she has so much Avasatar, so why don't she pick a Chasson? It was a Masim in London. She's a her father was a great Sekavir, she could have picked everybody in the stomach. So it's like the Yevitz that Rachel understood and saw in Akiva, he's a Midas Tovis, he's Snu O'Malley. So therefore, from there, he saw that's a person who has the potential to become a Gadol, that's a person who has potential to touch that guy's. They were all the Gadol Yisrael, even though they were Goinim, but they were also Goinim Midas.